on the dial. The Valley Wakes. Businesses, nonprofits, community stakes. We celebrate makers, artists, crews. Hudson Valley shines in all we choose.
Hello and welcome to the Hudson Valley Business Scene Show. I'm your host, Frank Castella Jr. I'm the president and CEO for the Dutchess County Regional Chamber of Commerce. And on our show today, I'm going to be bringing in some special guests, including the president of Vassar Brothers Medical Center and regional president for Northwell Health. That's Susan Browning and John Nelson, who is a board member of our chamber, but he's also the AVP for Community and Government and Public Relations with Northwell. We will also welcome to the show from the Living Water Church, pastor and youth leader Kobe Schaefer. Before we get to our guests, I want to tell you about a great event that's happening right here in the Hudson Valley community. This is the 6th annual Great Hudson Valley Scavenger Hunt. It's brought to you by DCH Wappingers Falls Toyota. It's absolutely free to get in, and you can win big. Up to $10,000 in cash and prizes will be given away during the entire scavenger hunt, including a grand prize of $2,026. You'll want to find out more. It's hvscavengerhunt.com. I do want to thank our title sponsor, DCH Wappingers Falls Toyota, our treasure sponsors, Adams Ferriker Farms, Foam and Wash Car Wash, Sweet Frog Premium Frozen Yogurt, and our media sponsors, Q92.1 and Marino in the Morning. Listen live for all the news, information, and updates, including those clues to help you to win big. HVScavengerHunt.com. On July the 1st, we will have a ribbon cutting to celebrate Malcarney Contracting. Malcarney Contracting's ribbon cutting will be at 4 p.m. at 22 East Market Street in Rhinebeck. It is sponsored by our friends at Branding Pros, and this is to celebrate their 30-year anniversary. The Chamber Network Present and Refer event is on the 9th of July. It'll be held at Marist University. We do want to thank our sponsors, Fast Signs of Wappingers Falls and Greystone Programs. Our networking business after hours will take place at the Blue Door Restaurant in Salt Point. It's actually on the verge of Salt Point, Pleasant Valley, and Millbrook, where they all meet and come together, right out by Troop K and Route 44, a beautiful, newly redone venue. Thanks to our sponsors, Stenger Glass, Hagstrom, Lindars, and Ueli, and Walden Savings Bank. There's all kinds of great events happening at the Dutchess County Regional Chamber of Commerce, and you can find them all on our website at dcrcoc.org. We're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, we'll be joined by Susan Browning of Northwell Health. Hang in there. We'll be back right after this message.
Hey, it's Uncle Mike from iHeartRadio. Frank Costello Jr. is in the studio. Frankie, what's going on over at the Chamber?
Uncle Mike, we are planning for the 35th annual Hudson Valley Hot Air Balloon Festival. It'll take place once again on Labor Day weekend, September 4th, 5th, and 6th this year, and it'll be at Time Warp Park in Unionvale, New York. This event has become a rite of passage for summer for everyone here in the Hudson Valley, with hot air balloon illumination moon glows, mass ascensions all weekend long, fireworks each night, 2x2 Animal Haven live music, a drone zone, bubble zone, live entertainment, and so much more. Find all the information and tickets online at the website, balloonfesthv.com. That's balloonfesthv.com. And remember, Uncle Mike, those tickets sell out each and every year. And welcome back to the Hudson Valley Business Scene Show here on iHeartRadio. Now in the studio with me, the president of Vassar Brothers Medical Center and regional president of Northwell Health, Susan Browning, along with John Nelson, board member of the Dutchess County Regional Chamber of Commerce and AVP, Community, Government, and Public Relations for Northwell. Both of you, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Frank.
Good morning. Thank you, Frank.
So tell our listeners a little bit about yourselves. Susan, you've had a long history in healthcare, so tell our listeners about that pathway to Vassar Brothers Medical Center in Northwell.
So I started my career in Brooklyn, growing through the ranks at a hospital that is now known as New York Presbyterian Brooklyn Methodist, before coming and joining the organization now known as Northwell Health in mid-1998. Spent 24 and a half years at Northwell Health before coming up here to what was then Nuvance. Within the first year of my being here, the two organizations formally decided to join forces. What was Nuvance is now known as Northwell Health. I've always been in the sector of healthcare administration and in community partnerships, ambulatory strategic development, working closely with our employees, our physicians, driving expanded access and enhanced quality of care.
John, what's your background?
My background is wild and varied, but I am, I've been in Dutchess County since the late 90s. I'm a former journalist, was a journalist for about 15 years locally, ended my career as a journalist with the Poughkeepsie Journal, and then I have been at Vassar Brothers Medical Center since 2014 and a City of Poughkeepsie resident for about a decade. I moved here in December of 2016. Started out mostly as a PR person for Vassar and for what was then HealthQuest, and have evolved my career since I've been there, and now focus mostly on community health, community relations, and government relations.
Both of you have a long history in healthcare, and you've seen the industry change a great deal. I want you to talk a little bit about that evolution and where we're going in the industry.
Well, the industry has changed across the United States, certainly. Certainly when I began my career, it was mostly physicians in private practice and independent hospitals, particularly in the Northeast section of the country. Out west, health systems began to form actually earlier than they did over here in the East Coast. Over many, many years, health systems have come together. Physicians have come together into larger and larger groups. In some cases, those groups or the individual physicians work closely with the hospitals. In some cases, they are collaborators working in private practice. But really what has transpired is this drive towards more and more specialization, depth of expertise, because healthcare has gotten so much more complicated. The reasons that people need to access healthcare have become more and more complicated, requiring more teams, more specialties to be involved in that care. And the best way of doing that and keeping care as local as possible is to come together in partnerships and collaborations at a system level. So what we're doing is, while keeping care as local as possible, really trying to overlay and work collaboratively with the physicians that are already here and in our community, add from a value perspective to the broader community subspecialization that has not previously existed. So when we think about that, oncology, and looking at what people currently are able to access within our community and what they are leaving the community for, digging into that a little bit deeper, and when we identify what is it that people are leaving the community for, how do we work with our colleagues within the broader Northwell to bring those services right here, so that rather than going down to Manhattan or into New Jersey or up to Boston, the specialists are right here and patients are able to access that care locally, looking programmatically. So for example, within that, GYN oncology is something that we're looking at. We have an aging population. GYN oncologic cancers within women become much more predominant as a woman ages. And we've not had that service locally to the depth that we would like in quite some time. We've just recruited an assistant professor from Brown University, who's establishing practice here as the chief of GYN oncology. And she will be joined in the early fall by a clinical partner, a physician who's completing her subspecialty training in GYN oncology at Memorial Sloan Kettering. And then from there, we will continue to grow to a third partner and continue to recruit. So that is just extraordinary that we have Brown University. By the way, she originally trained at Harvard, Brigham, and then went to Brown. So we've got Harvard and Brown right here in our backyard. We're going to have Sloan Kettering right here in our backyard, and that level of expertise.
And this integration with Northwell will now advance quality of health care and bring greater technology to us here, especially using technologies like telehealth. Take a moment and tell our listeners about these new technologies.
Here within the, specifically within the Poughkeepsie community, we have a density of population. So we're able to bring the specialists right here. But when we start to think about some of the more remote communities that we service, how do we partner then with those exact same practitioners to add on top of that a layer of telehealth, telecapabilities, whether it be tele-ICU or telecardiology? In this case, or locally right now, what we're finding is with radiology. We are partnering with the Northwell Department of Radiology, which has over 250 subspecialty radiologists in their group. We're in the process of adding about 30 more to serve our local needs. Many of those will be locally situated here on our campus. But if you were to come in, for example, into our emergency department, you know, you had an active stroke underway, the neuroradiologist on the campus of Vassar wanted to consult with a second neuroradiologist. That neuroradiologist can simply, through sharing of information electronically, typically two partners. They may be sitting in different states. They may be in different parts of New York State. Two partners can confer and consult with each other.
Susan, I see that you're a LeapFrog A-rated organization. What does that mean to those individuals that are receiving services from Vassar Brother Medical Center and the quality of care here in the Hudson Valley?
So LeapFrog is one of the most prominent, well-recognized names within healthcare rating. It's a nonprofit, nationally recognized organization that is independent of the hospitals that it rates and accumulates and takes data, some of which is manually submitted by the hospitals through various surveys. Some of it is actually pulled out of our billing data or documentation through other publicly available data, and they accumulate that and they roll that up. LeapFrog itself uses dozens and dozens of various metrics over a rolling period of up to 3 years. And they really produce and they have particular grading based on where you are with all other hospitals in the United States. The A rating is comparing us to the other hospitals. There's 5,000 hospitals in the United States. The vast majority of them participate with LeapFrog, although it is a voluntary participation. And it compares us and says, here's where Vassar Brothers is as compared to the other hospitals in the United States over a period of the last 3 years. And for this year, we have earned an A rating. And it's been a very, very conscious, focused journey over the last 10 years. But that data does represent the last 3 years.
I know that vacancy has been a real challenge in your industry in general. Talk about how you are bucking that trend here at Vassar Brothers Medical Center. What are you doing differently to attract nurses and talent to the organization and retain them here at the organization?
Mm-hmm. It's the environment, Frank, in which the nurses and the technological staff and the frontline works. So it's partnering with our frontline employees and establishing a system, fancy term would be shared governance. And really what this means is that our employees are a part of our planning. Our employees are part of the organizational design. They are a part of looking at our operational flow. We are looking at it through their lens because the employees very much understand they are the experts in their respective fields. So if we've got, we have a challenge with respect to how a patient flows through the building or the time at which medications are delivered. I mean, I'm making this up, but what we do is rather than sit in a room as a group of administrators and say, we think that we should do it in a certain way to solve the issue, is we assure that we have the systems and structures in place to bring the employees together so that their voice is very much represented in how we're solving an issue that may impact them. It may impact our visitors, our broader community, or our patients.
For our listeners who may be just tuning in here on iHeartRadio, you are listening to Susan Browning. She's the president of Vassar Brothers Medical Center, also regional president for Northwell Health, as well as John Nelson. He is a board member of our Chamber of Commerce here, the Dutchess County Regional Chamber of Commerce, also AVP in Community and Government Public Relations with Northwell. We're talking about the combination now, the integration with Northwell Health, what that expansion is bringing to us here relative to the quality of healthcare at Vassar Brothers Medical Center, access to much better quality of healthcare, also the ongoing commitment to community, as well as the expanded access to specific care, such as cardiac and oncology. And I know those are two areas of focus for the organization. And I want you to take the opportunity and talk to our listeners about that expansion into cardiac and oncology. You did touch on oncology for a moment. Talk a moment about cardiac.
So we have at Vassar Brothers, and this community has enjoyed for 25 years, an extraordinary cardiac program led by the physicians and the clinical team at Vassar Brothers Medical Center. Second to none, we provide open heart surgery, cardiothoracic surgery, structural heart interventions, diagnostic catheterization, electrophysiology, and the latest of all technologies. Great platform, great foundation. And now what we're doing is through the integration with Northwell is aligning all of our standards of care across all of our campuses. With that in mind, for example, a dear friend and colleague, Dr. Jake Scheinerman, who has served as the longstanding chair of cardiothoracic surgery at Lenox Hill Hospital, has now stepped out of that role. He is now the chair emeritus, and he is serving as the regional leader for cardiothoracic surgery, working with Dr. Abil Mangi, who is the Vassar Brothers Medical Center chief of cardiothoracic surgery, who runs a wonderful program. Dr. Mangi and and Dr. Scheinerman now are completely partnered, because now we're looking at what are the standards of care for Lenox Hill, for Staten Island University Hospital, for Danbury Hospital, for Vassar Brothers, North Shore University Hospital, LIJ, South Shore University Hospital. And regardless of where a patient within our broader community may access care, they should be assured of the same standard of care. And so working with leadership at that level, we're really able to attain that and achieve that.
And all this still while being a community hospital, being involved in community. And John, I know you're involved in so many different organizations throughout Dutchess and beyond. I want you to take the opportunity and tell our listeners about some of the things that you're involved with, because it's so important that people know you're investing right back here at home.
One of the things that is so exciting for me with us joining Northwell Health is their, and now our, commitment to the community and the value resources that this brings. Northwell Health has what's known as an Institute for Community Health and Wellness. Their responsibility, our responsibility, is to keep people out of the hospital. It's prevention. It's education. It's getting out there and providing a community benefit, because we're a nonprofit health system. We have to take the money that we earn and invest it back into our health system and invest it into the community. There are a number of programs that we're starting. One of the programs that's been brought up here is a program known as Health Home, which is focused on Medicaid patients who have chronic conditions. And what it does is it kind of follows them once they've left the hospital and provides continuing care, continuing service as they reintegrate themselves back into their home life. There are a number of the things that we're going to be doing, you know, as the months proceed. And, you know, as we've been doing for the past several years, we will have our annual Community Health Day on the last Saturday of September over at the Family Partnership Center. That's an opportunity not only for Vassar Brothers Medical Center staff to volunteer. It's a day of service, but it's our chance to help out those members of our community who need it the most, those who are uninsured, those who are underinsured, those who are housing challenged, those who may have many mental health services or addiction services or just need immunizations or a coat for the winter. Those are the things that we provide that day. And as the days get closer, we'll let you know more about that.
Susan and John, the clock is going to take us. I want to thank you both for coming in and being with us here on the Hudson Valley Business Scene Show. And to any of our listeners, if you'd like to find out more information about Vassar Brothers Medical Center or Northwell Health, I'm going to have you put the contact information out there, John.
We are just fully integrating with Northwell, right? So you can still find out about us in two different ways. But my recommendation is that you just go to Google, you type in Vassar Brothers Medical Center, Northwell, that'll pop up. We still have our New Vance Health website, which is newvancehealth.org, and we have the Northwell website, which is www.northwell.edu, and you'll be able to find out about us either way.
Or you can always find them on our website at the Dutchess County Regional Chamber of Commerce simply by visiting dcrcoc.org. Go right to our business directory, put in Northwell, they will be the first to come up. I just want to thank you both once again for taking the time to be with us today. And to our listeners, stay tuned, because we have a lot more coming up here on the Hudson Valley Business Scene Show. And we'll be back right after this quick break.
Hey, it's Uncle Mike from iHeartRadio. Frank Costello Jr. is in the studio. Frankie, what's going on over at the Chamber?
Uncle Mike, we are planning for the 35th annual Hudson Valley Hot Air Balloon Festival. It'll take place once again on Labor Day weekend, September 4th, 5th, and 6th this year, and it'll be at Time Warp Park in Unionvale, New York. This event has become a rite of passage for summer for everyone here in the Hudson Valley, with hot air balloon illumination moon glows, mass ascensions all weekend long, fireworks each night, 2x2 Animal Haven live music, a drone zone, bubble zone, live entertainment, and so much more. Find all the information and tickets online at the website balloonfesthv.com. That's balloonfesthv.com. And remember, Uncle Mike, those tickets sell out each and every year. And welcome back to the Hudson Valley Business Scene Show here on iHeartRadio. Now in this studio with me, Kobe Schaefer, and he is a pastor and youth leader with Living Water Church in the city of Poughkeepsie. Welcome to the show, Kobe.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Kobe, this is my first time having you on the show and getting to know you a little bit better. I've been in your theater, I should say church, many, many times. I call it a theater because I believe it rivals anything that you would find on Broadway with the technology that you have in that facility. It is absolutely spectacular. The lighting, the sound, video capabilities that you have. That place is wired probably with more technology than the NASA space station.
It might be, yeah.
I want you to tell our listeners a little bit about your parish, because you have a parish that's very youthful, very young. First of all, it's a beautiful church, a beautiful facility, and this is not your first facility. Now just coming up on 4 years of being in the city of Poughkeepsie, beautiful church that is on the corner of Market, right across the street from the Doubletree. It is one of the most beautiful churches that we have here in the Hudson Valley. I want you to tell our listeners about the history of your parish.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. So our church was actually founded, I think it was back in 2009. I might get some of the dates mixed up, but all the information is on our website. I'd encourage people to go and read through it. Really quite an incredible story. So our founding pastor, his name was Derek Duncan. He actually came up with his wife and his family from a church down in Memphis, Tennessee. And they believed that the Lord was calling them up here to the Hudson Valley, to pretty much Poughkeepsie in particular, really that area. And so Derek sold his business. He was a bricklayer and had that business. And so he sold it, moved his whole family up here. I think that was around 2009, and started a church, which is really something I think we would consider a kind of a missionary journey, going to a place that is unknown to you, that you don't live in, and trying to start a church from just your family. And so, you know, throughout the course of time, they kind of put down some roots. Derek was a really charismatic guy. You know, he really loved people, and so really drew a lot of people in and was able to do that. He actually had a pretty good relationship with Change Point Church, which is who we bought our building that we have now from. And so just a really great connection there that he was able to establish. But I think it was in 2010 that they started having actual worship services, and really they kind of started out just meeting in people's homes, because that was all that they had. And from there, they managed to secure a little spot right in front of Arlington High School, is where we met for years and years and years. And so it was probably, I think 2017 was when I started coming. And so the church had been going for almost 10 years at that point. And really, as you said, just blessed with, even then, a very youthful church, lots of younger people. And again, Derek had a true heart for people. He really, really loved people. And so drew in a lot of people, made great connections. And so I think it was 2017 when I started coming with my wife. We weren't married at the time, but we were both in college. And so we came because someone that we knew had connected us with Derek and his wife, Dana, and we fell in love with the church and never left. And now years later, I'm blessed to be one of the pastors of that same church. And so it's wonderful. And since then, you know, as we already talked about, we were able to find ourselves a building. We were having the problem of just not having enough space, in particular for our kids. Our kids area was just jam packed full of kids, and we needed more space desperately. Even now, with a much larger building, man, we have so many kids, and it's what a great problem to have, right? We're running out of space.
Yeah, it really is a great success story, especially at a time when what you hear is that denominations are dwindling. Mm-hmm. Here we have an example of a parish that is thriving, bringing in new young individuals with new ideas, with exciting and fresh, great events that bring in the public and encourage individuals to be involved. And in a way that is, yes, praising the Lord, and certainly it's a Christian denomination, but it's welcoming in so many ways.
Yeah.
And that is the feeling that you get from your parish. And while I'm not a regular parishioner, I do have many friends that are. What they tell me about your church and your denomination is that it is the best thing that has happened to them and their family. Mm. And that is such a great testament to hear. So I want you to take a moment and talk about some of the events that you have upcoming. You just came off the heels of the Passion Play. So
yep.
Sorry, we couldn't really promote that here in advance, but talk about the Passion Play, but then talk about some of the other events that you're bringing here to the city of Poughkeepsie.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, as you of course know, not too long ago, we hosted you guys at the Chamber of Commerce 40 Under 40 Award Ceremony, which is always a great pleasure to have you guys there. And then from there, our next thing that we had on the calendar was the Passion Play, which we are just a little ways past now. I can't believe, man, it just goes so quickly. But the Passion Play, I hope many of you got the chance to see it. But if you don't know, it's really it's kind of a visual representation of the gospel message, the message of the good news of what Christ has done, that he's died for our sins. And really, we want to put that in a form that people can really relate to and understand. It's one thing to pick up the Bible and to read it in there, and we can relate to that, absolutely. But visual representations have a lot of weight and impact on us as human beings. And so it's something that actually our founding pastor, Derek, had done many, many years ago. He actually took it to Uruguay for a number of years, and they performed it there. And he always had a desire to put on the Poughkeepsie Passion Play, as it is now called, even in this very building that we have. And so we've been blessed to be able to do it for 2 years running now. We're hopeful for a long future of being able to do that, and really just a way that we can open up our doors to the community and allow people to come in and really see and know and understand the truth of the gospel and the love that God has for them.
And for individuals who may not be familiar with the Passion Play, how many parishioners or how many individuals does it take to put on that production?
Yeah, so I think there's somewhere in the range of 200 cast and crew. And I think we have over half of those are from our own or from other local churches that we have. And then we have a partner church from down in Memphis, Tennessee, who last year when we did it for the first time, they brought the bulk of people. But this year, I think it's we might have overtaken them. They brought, I think, 70 or so last year. I think we have more than that this year. But all said and done, about 200 casting crew.
And then you also have other events throughout the course of the year. So talk about those as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I think one of the things that is just a great blessing to us is that we have a wonderful building that can be used for many purposes. And so we're able to open that up to the community, but also to other organizations as well. So many of you might be familiar with the Candlelight Concerts, which will be returning later this year to our building. That's something that has been great. We love having that relationship with them and just seeing so many people come in. And man, I get comments all the time, just people admiring, you know, the woodwork within the building and just the structure itself, which is just so wonderful. And so those are some things that we have coming up later this year. And then we ourselves are planning some other things as well, maybe some cleanup in tandem with the city of Poughkeepsie, some things that just we ourselves as the church can do to open up our doors. And then also as we get towards Christmas time, you know, we're looking towards other things. Last year we did kind of a small Christmas concert, which is just open to the public and things like that. We just really, you know, as you said, Frank, we kind of pride ourselves on being a very welcoming church, yeah. And we want to welcome people in. And so any opportunity we have to do that is something we look for.
And how large is the congregation?
I think we have somewhere in the range of 200, maybe 250. That's including kids as well. We have a really large population of kids. I think our average attendance for kids on a Sunday morning is about 70, and we're somewhere in the range of 150 is pretty average. Wow. For a Sunday. But, you know, if you take, you know, all 4 weeks of the month, we're somewhere in the range of 200 or 250.
What does it mean to be a youth leader?
Man, good question. I think one of the things, as I already said, we are blessed with a great number of kids. And so, you know, there's a real need for parents to be able to learn to teach and raise their children well. And that extends well into the teenage years. And so we think as the church that we are here to help people to grow closer to the Lord themselves, but also to help teach and train their children. And teens, of course, have a huge need, right? It's really a coming of age. You're coming into adulthood, and there's a lot of stuff to navigate. And so helping them to navigate those things and, hey, what is the word, the Bible teach us about this? What does the Lord teach us about how we're to function in life with other human beings? And so that's one of the things that we want to do is set our teens up for how do you go out into the world and actually do what you should be doing.
Kobe Schaefer, Living Water Church, pastor and youth leader. Kobe, you truly are doing the Lord's work and what it means to do the Lord's work. And I just want to thank you for the partnership, for the friendship, and for all that you have done to make the city of Poughkeepsie and the Hudson Valley a better place to live, work, and play. I just want to send our listeners to your website so that way they can find out more information if they're interested in learning more. It's lwcny.org. That's LW for Living Water, CNY.org. Or you can always find them on our website at the Dutchess County Regional Chamber of Commerce simply by visiting dcrcoc.org. Kobe, thank you so much for coming in and being with us here on our show today. And to our listeners, if you'd like to learn more about any of our guests on our show today, or perhaps you want to learn more about what's happening in and around the Hudson Valley community, just simply visit our website, dcrcoc.org. Thanks for tuning in here on the Hudson Valley Business Scene Show and have a terrific day. Bye-bye.
Drive.